we're going to give it to you.
Okay.
The county commission has come out of executive session. We are now handling agendized business and then the possibility of going back into executive session will come into play. We're going to address Boys Camp road pay application, substantial completion, and setting a public hearing date. Travis Heyer is with us. Travis?
Yeah, I gave you several things there. There's two pay applications. Pay application 4 is basically for all the remaining work that was on the contract. Pay application 5 is for their 10% retainage to pay them back for that. Job's done. I went out and looked at it this morning. Grass is coming up nice. Everything's completed out there, so it looks good. So I need approvals on both of those.
Okay, I've got one question about that, and I think it's strictly for our part. Have you talked with Randy about guardrail addition?
That guardrail, what we did when we bid this, we had a bid alternate in there to have guardrail for the whole thing. We cut that out because it was so expensive. Uh-huh. We've had several calls about it, so Randy was going to just go ahead and add the guardrail on because we can do it through this contract, but it was actually more expensive than if you guys just did it yourself. It was going to cost us about $15,000 in the contract, and I think the county could do it for like $5,000.
Okay. I just want to make sure it was covered because there is some concern from the city.
Either way, we're over the grant amount, so it's going to come out of county money anyway, so it's just cheaper for
us. I'm fine with it then. Okay.
So this is substantially completed. So how much are we holding back, that 10% still?
We are holding back that 10%, and that pay application 5 is to reimburse them that amount.
Basically, which is about almost $50,000, $47,000.
Yeah, something like that.
$47,139?
Yeah.
So this would be, then this would complete the payout?
Yep. Now completely
the project.
Finish the payouts. We have to go through an inspection by the Department of Economic Development and kind of do some paperwork stuff with them. But other than that, as far as Tom Boyce is concerned, it's their part is done. Other than for the first year, they're required to maintain vegetation and
we don't hold any money back to maintain vegetation or act that.
That's part of the contract. I mean, it's basically a one-year warranty. There's not actually any money there. But based on what I've seen this morning, I don't think it's going to be a problem.
And you've inspected everything, so the DED coming in and inspecting the road, we don't expect anything?
No, I mean, they're not really inspecting anything. They're just technical. It's more paperwork, wage rates, all that kind of stuff.
Okay.
Motion for approval of the request for Boys Camp Road pay application and substantial completion.
Okay. I'll second the motion. Just for records, it's pay application 4 and number 5. I think that's what you're looking for, isn't it, Travis?
Then I don't know if it needs to be in the motion, but there's a substantial completion form and a form there for the Corps of Engineers basically saying we've finished the project and done it
first,
the way they want.
First, let's do the two pay applications that the motion was made for. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed nay. Motion carries.
You can sign those later if you're busy. I don't need them right now.
Better get me while you can. Now, aside from pay application 3 and 4.
4 and 5.
I see that there's the permittee compliance.
That's the Corps of Engineers final closeout form basically saying we've completed the project and followed their requirements in the original permit.
I would accept a motion to sign the permittee compliance certification as presented.
So
the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers.
So moved.
Second. I don't quite understand why we would have to have a motion on it if it's something they have to check out.
Well, they may or may not check it out. They have the right to come do an inspection, but half the time they don't. So basically just what they're basically looking for is you to say, yes, we did what we were supposed to do.
Okay.
And it's all it really was is returning the floodplain back the way it was.
Yeah. So I seconded the motion.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed nay. Motion carries. I thought there was one more.
Should be a substantial completion form in there.
Certificate of substantial completion.
That's in the first motion.
You want a separate one?
It doesn't need to be. I don't even know.
Did you mention the motion?
Yeah.
Do you not? Substantial completion?
Yeah.
We're good.
Well, then make sure that that's contained within it. I know that that's what we're talking about.
Yeah. Okay.
Stacy, you do have that wording in the first motion?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
I sign these where it says the owner.
And like I said, we'll have a public hearing date, so anybody that has any comments about the project can come. And then that final inspection with economic development, that should finish everything out. So.
Do you need a motion to set that date for the 22nd?
Probably don't, Dave. On this hearing, we just, as long as we agree upon it.
I didn't know whether that would agendize it.
You're going to go upstairs and chat with Nikki and make sure that that's on there. Okay.
Yep, okay.
This has been a long, old process, hasn't it, Travis?
Yeah.
Very excited to have this done.
But it's a good project. It eliminated that flooding process down there when the lake gets up. So it's a good project. I don't think I've ever seen one change the appearance of the whole area like that one has.
It looks a lot better. Got someone from the city the other day said some people were down there taking pictures by the pool, and it's like taking pictures.
You didn't mention there were 37 places to sign.
Later, that's why.
There is no later, that's why I said give me now. Last week there were a stack of court orders that were here. Jim, do you see them laying anywhere, or Danny, do you?
I don't see them. Would Stacy, does Christy handle those, or do you have those?
Christy handles that.
Were they personal and real, or do you know?
I have no idea.
Okay.
Check that and make sure that I've given you what I'm supposed to. Did you pick up the other?
Yep.
Are we in?
Christy?
Thank you.
is James in?
I don't know. Is he the assessor?
If anyone in the assessor's office is listening, could you please send somebody in? Thank you.
Could you say that again? I did not hear you. I'm sorry.
If anybody is in the assessor's office listening, could they please send somebody in?
Thank you. Okay, the stack of abatements that I have in front of me are the commission agenda, et cetera. These are reports coming from your office, from the collector's office, or from the assessor's office?
Assessor's office.
All of these are from the assessor's office.
Yes.
And the little checks, initials that you have beside them, does that indicate anybody from your office review, or are the X's beside?
I've looked over all of them.
Is that what that indicates?
What's the highlight mean?
The highlighting, those are all partial occupancy.
Okay, so under the occupancy statute that,
mm-hmm.
Okay.
A lot of those have been adjusted.
Okay. So these are all?
Are all yours marked also?
Yeah, and they're highlighted based off the ones that are occupancy.
Right.
So no refunds out of this or anything like this?
This has personal property refunds there.
And these are just abatements? These are just abatements.
This right here is personal property.
Here. Okay.
But again, all these came from and through the assessor's office.
Yes.
Okay.
This is real estate.
Gotcha.
That's my question would be the real estate.
What's your question about the real estate?
If they came through the assessor's office, or if they came through, there were some adjustments wanting to be made by another office.
These are all from your office.
Okay.
All of them.
I'm assuming that these are adjustments from another office?
Nope.
No?
She's making copies.
Oh, I see. Thank you. Want to look at these things?
Do you want to double check anything?
Now, Christy, these is the list that's been given to the collector, the pool bills and correct.
Yes, they were just copying most recently. So all these bills are going.
These are all refunds, Jim.
Those are refunds, yep, of personal property.
Six are refunds. The ones on top are just where we're removing the old bill.
Could we label this Exhibit A?
We sure can. Motion to approve Exhibit A.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve Exhibit A. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed nay. Motion carries.
There were some branch appeals in question, and I don't see those.
And that's a good thing, right?
That's a good thing.
Okay, because I've got lots of phone calls recently from Branson Hills people. Okay.
And then the adjustment on the residential property of the Majestics at Burnt.
Mm-hmm.
They're in here. And that's what they should be. The commercial side of the Majestics should get no relief.
So if they were strictly commercial, meaning rent on the rent, all that, they didn't come off, correct? That was one of my questions.
We went as far as where you guys put them, 45-55.
Right.
And give them their percentage off the 55 residential.
Okay.
Like the commercial rent.
And then it'll come off next year.
Right.
Okay.
And the reason is, under existing law, commercial is not covered, correct?
Right.
Right.
All right.
Is there anything I won't discuss?
Everything's fine.
I'd like to label this Exhibit B.
Can I ask one question, James, as you're walking away?
Yes.
Is the condemned property, was that a condemnation from like the city,
yes.
I guess?
Yes.
Okay. Motion to approve Exhibit B.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve Exhibit B in mass as per recommendation. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.
No.
I initial both of these if you want them, Christy.
And I've put, given the clerk. That. Okay. I did.
Phone and network systems. And we apologize to you all for the miscommunication. It was Commissioner Strahan's intent and my intent to chat about this morning in-house with Commissioner Straffus, who was unable to be here during our meeting of last week, and to see what potential options there might be regarding where we're at, that being, first and foremost, I believe, we had originally six agreements, maintenance agreements, that have been presented by CenturyTel, correct? Total of six?
Six agreements, including the Metro Ethernet and local services.
And there were two or three last week. Help remind me. There were two that
were maintenance to the equipment.
That we signed, that were recommended by Mark for us to sign. And where we are at in this process is... we are at the end of our maintenance agreements. It has been suggested by County Council that the County Commission, in fact, bid or go to bids, et cetera. Mark had been directed to look into what options were out there to do that and put something together for the County Commission. There was also an issue of the system being down, which when we chatted with CenturyTel was ready, willing, and able to come over and to repair, which that has been taken care of, has it not?
Correct.
An outage, yes. There's still four phones that are out, but that's due to the lightning strike. It's not part of the outage problem. That was all brought back up.
And I believe we're waiting on equipment for those four phones.
We are waiting for equipment. Oh, that's here. So it will be installed in the morning. So then it will be 100%.
Since we are talking about agreements and contracts, we have posted that we can go into executive session. Is that what we wish to do? I know that we have a limited amount of time, and I will release us at the time that you requested.
I'm at your mercy here. I don't know.
Could you state that differently?
Yeah. I don't know what we're here to,
Let's go into exec.
Yeah. Motion to go into executive pursuant 610.021.12, contracts.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to go into executive session pursuant to section 610.021, subsection 12. Contracts. All in favor say aye.
Danny aye.
Jim aye.
Ron aye. All opposed nay. Motion carries.